It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Timberlake is going to be on your TV soon.
Ooh, is he?
Fox has given a series order to Spin the Wheel, a new game show from executive producer Justin Timberlake. Dax Shepard is going to host. It's going to feature contestants competing for large cash prizes in a game built around a massive, unpredictable wheel. The show is created by Timberlake and Andrew Glassman. It is described as pitting contestants against a colossal spinning 40-foot wheel that holds incredible sums of cash in its rotation. Don't we already have this game? Isn't it called Wheel of Fortune?
Something like that. It's close.
Throughout the game, players are going to answer trivia questions. Each correct answer adds more extreme amounts of cash in the wheel's wedges in a strategic location of their choice, while each incorrect answer adds more dangerous wedges that could instantly bring their total back to zero. Madonna revealed she's living in Portugal because she believes it currently is in America's finest hour. Bye. Bye. The singer also said being in Portugal will give her 12-year-old son David a better chance to play professional soccer. She said, "I've been desperate to get him into the best academics with the best coaches, but the level of football in America is much lower than the rest of the world. I saw his frustration. I also felt it was a good time." She also doesn't believe things are going that well in America right now. Really? How so? And she felt it was the best way.
A lot of people believe that.
Yeah, that'd be wrong. And the best to move her family to Europe. Madonna and her family are currently living in a mansion in Portugal's capital of Lisbon. Bye, Madonna. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Steve Jobs' daughter, Lisa Brennan Jobs, gives details about the troubled relationship she had with her dad in a new memoir called Small Fry. She's 40 now, but she talked about how, I guess her and her dad did not have a good relationship. He once told her that she's getting nothing when she had asked about having...
Wait, is this about his daughter or you and your dad?
This is about her.
Okay.
And she asked if she could have his Porsche when he was done with it. He said, "You're getting nothing." She said, "Did he mean about the car? Something else? Bigger? I don't know." His voice hurt sharp in my chest. She also talked about how he refused to admit that he named the Lisa Macintosh computer after her. He only came clean years later. She wrote about visiting her dad and a couple months before he died, and he told her that she smelled like a toilet. She said that his success turned him into a demon. Small Fry will be out September 4th, 2018, and is available for pre-order on Amazon.
I wonder if she got anything. Do we know if she actually got anything in the will or not?
I don't know. I guess you have to read the book to find out.
I don't got time for that.
Demi Lovato has agreed to go to rehab, and plans have already been made with the facility. Sources say that her family has raised the issue with her, which is something that they delayed for days because of many complications from her overdose. Her family just doesn't want to upset her with something that might trigger conflict. Demi is still in the hospital, but one source says she's getting out any day now. It will be right from the hospital to the live-in rehab facility. Ben Affleck is set to direct and Matt Damon to star in a true crime story about an ex-cop who rigged the McDonald's Monopoly game, allegedly stealing over $24 million and sharing it with some co-conspirators who offered kickbacks to the mastermind. This whole thing is just an incredible true story, and I am stoked that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are going
to
be in this.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it involves mobsters, psychics, strip club owners, drug traffickers, a family of Mormons.
And I just want to see somebody win the game, too. I've never seen that in real life.
I've never seen that either.
I want to see a real winning ticket.
Tim Allen is speaking out in defense of Roseanne Barr, asked whether the network was right to fire her over her alleged racist tweet last May. He said, "I go way back with Rosie, and that's not the Rosie I know. She was the most diverse and tolerant woman I've known for a long time. Whatever got in her head isn't the Roseanne I know. It's a very icy time. I've been a comedian for 38 years, and I've never seen it. Like Lenny Bruce said at the Purple Onion, we've gone backwards. There are things you can't say. There are things you shouldn't say. Who makes up these rules? As a stand-up comic, it's a dangerous position to be in because I like pushing buttons. It's unfortunate. But did ABC make the right decision? They had to do what they had to do, and it's their decision. I know Barr, and she's not that person." Evangeline Lilly, who played Kate in the ABC TV series Lost, said that she felt cornered into doing a partially naked scene when she was filming, and that she learned she never wanted to do that again.
In season 3, I'd had a bad experience on set with being basically cornered into doing a scene partially naked, and I felt I had no choice in the matter, and I was mortified, and I was trembling, and I was, when it finished, I was crying my eyes out. I then said, "That's it, no more. If you can write whatever you want, I won't do it. I will never take my clothes off on the show again." Mm-hmm. And I didn't.
Good for you.
Yeah.
They abused that, their power, basically. Yeah.
Exactly.